This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, President and CEO of Agrinovis Indiana. This is the podcast where we explore all things ag bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. We're joined today by two trailblazers in animal health making some big news. One, a PhD chemist who has spent more than two decades in animal health innovation, and the other, a serial entrepreneur whose innovations in mRNA technology have led him from startup to big pharma and back to startup again. Welcome Dr. Scott Holmstrom, Senior Vice President of Sheridan, Indiana-based United Animal Health, and Joel Harris, CEO and co-founder of animal health startup Genvax Technologies. Gents, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mitch. It's great to be here as well.
It is good to see you both. And Scott, let's get started with you. I want to spend some time here. You're a familiar name to many, having spent, again, more than two decades in animal health with Elanco, last year making the move to United Animal Health. Share with us more about your journey and the work you're now leading at United.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. It's great to be speaking with you and Joel today. I came into the animal health industry 22 years ago, almost to the day. And as you said, I'm a classically trained chemist, an analytical chemist specifically. And this breed of scientist tends to be pretty applied, and we're often self-declared problem solvers. So I always wanted to apply my training to trying to make the world a better place. I grew up in rural northern Wisconsin, so in the middle of dairy country. So applying that science and that training into ag and into animal health is a natural fit. So the diversity and breadth of innovation is really what drew me into the business that time ago, and something that I'm very passionate about today. So the idea of developing products for multiple species with multiple technologies, multiple routes of administrations, preventatives, therapeutics, nutritional products is all very exciting for me. And the opportunity to join United Animal Health to serve our existing customers and to continue to diversify our offerings with respect to species, technology, and geography has been very exciting and refreshing for me.
Scott, it's so fun to watch from afar the work and the innovation you're leading at United, a truly global company headquartered in Indiana. And Joel, you may be a new name, or at least a new acquaintance to many, but your name, Harris, a long history in animal health innovation, something that you continue to build upon today at Genvax. Share with us more about the animal health legacy you're building upon and the work now you lead at Genvax.
Yeah, no, great to be here, Mitch and Scott. Yeah, it's a long history going back even for my grandfather who raised Duroc boars in Iowa. Coming from my parents who are both veterinarians and PhDs in epidemiology and immunology. My father, specifically Dr. Hank Harris, who is a co-founder of Genvax, he had started several companies over his career, including Noble Labs, which got acquired by Boehringer Ingelheim. More recently, we worked on Harris vaccines, which was first to develop a porcine epidemic diarrhea virus vaccine and an avian influenza vaccine. We eventually exited that business to Merck Animal Health, and spent about the last 5 years working on getting that technology out into the market. And now we're back again with Genvax. And so we're still trying to address some unmet needs in the industry and also be prepared for what new challenges come.
It's exciting, Joel, to see the innovations you're leading. It's been fun to get to know you and the solutions that you're driving forward. And Scott, it's so exciting to see you continue to build upon this global reputation that is United Animal Health, really the go-to nutrition innovation provider on the animal front. As the company's senior leader now, responsible for R&D, how do you think about innovation?
Yeah, and as you said, United Animal Health is best known for its deep history in nutrition, world-class animal nutrition, specifically for swine. What people may not know quite as much about United Animal Health is actually they started on a growth and diversification journey a number of years ago and has been providing some very innovative direct-fed microbials and other products for poultry, dairy, as well as the swine industry. So our current approach is we are approaching innovation in a customer-centered way. I don't think that many companies or innovation leaders would say that they're not paying a close attention to their customers. But a few things that I think are unique in terms of our approach is we have a nimble team and we have the ability to communicate directly with those customers on a global level. We think that makes a big difference. And also, we believe our deep dedication to science and private ownership make a big difference as well. So while we won't be able to get into all the details today, but I can say that we've got really, really strong scientific capabilities in our people and our research facilities. So those are wonderful foundations for us. And to combine that knowledge and that history of nutrition with the health components and great collaborators with the likes of Genpax Technologies will make a big difference.
That's great, Scott. And we started out this podcast with congratulations and big news being made. So Joel, let me be the first to congratulate you. Congratulations, certainly in order. Just finished your seed venture raise that included a strategic investment from United Animal Health. Share with us more about why United is such an important strategic partner as you scale the company.
Yeah, and you know, over my career, I'd come in contact with the United Animal Health team and brand, either through their digital solutions like Prairie Systems or their technical veterinarian service staff. And so always been aware of United Animal Health. And then late last year, as I went out into the market to look for investors, right away, I could tell that United would be a valuable asset for Genvax, mostly in their willingness to be innovative, their vision to go beyond the current product lines that they have. We're really kind of their first vaccine effort, which I think is important as we try to develop this disruptive technology and try to not be bogged down by traditional vaccine approaches. And then as Scott mentioned, their research capabilities, you know, as a startup, cash is king and we're trying to operate really lean. And so to be able to utilize their services on research and product development and regulatory, both in the United States and outside, it makes a lot of sense. And I was just happy that we could get through this process really smooth and looking forward to the future.
That's good. Joel, you mentioned this technology being disruptive. Maybe share a little bit more about the technology that Genvax is advancing.
Yeah, I mean, this really did start with what we tried to do at Harris Vaccines and what Merck has continued on, but it's really the idea of taking advances in human health, so around messenger RNA and derivatives of that, and applying it back into animal health, whether it's in livestock or companion animal. You know, so it might surprise a lot of viewers or not that a lot of the traditional vaccines on the market today are utilizing 20, 30, 40-year-old technology, and they're a one-size-fit-all. I don't believe, and we don't believe at Genvax, that that's going to cut it when we have things like African swine fever knocking at our door or more frequent outbreaks of avian influenza. And then there's also the unknown, too, of what might come. And so our paradigm shift is developing a platform to rapidly respond and develop candidate vaccines when outbreaks occur that match 100% to what's happening, so we could be the first responders to the next endemic or pandemic.
Helpful. Scott, I should say congratulations to you as well and to the entire United Animal Health team. Advancing innovation outside of animal nutrition, really a big move. Joel mentioned it clearly, really kind of the first move into vaccines for United Animal Health. Why was Genvax such an attractive opportunity? And what does this move signal on what's ahead for your customers and your team?
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Mitch. Yeah, Genvax Technologies was an attractive opportunity for us for multiple reasons. I'll start with the people and relationships. Mm. Relationships are something that are fundamentally important to me. So getting to know Joel Harris and Hank Harris as individuals and as collaborators has been great. Very strong leaders. Also have a great track record of success. And we've found that to be true of their entire team as we've met them. So just a great team. And Genvax, as Joel had indicated, they're on the cutting edge of immunology. And we see a lot of power of that in terms of what that means for animal health. So the strength of our research facilities and our capabilities and access to a plethora of animals to aid in development was a natural fit, I think, for both companies. this particular technology enables us an innovation cycle that I believe is just simply unprecedented to what's available today and something that we're excited about. So we believe overall that this collaboration is a signal United Animal Health is putting additional focus on health and is embracing new technology and innovative approaches. At the same time, we'll continue to be a trusted source of knowledge and information for nutrition and feed ingredients for our domestic swine customers.
Really good. Talking with Dr. Scott Holmstrom, Senior Vice President at United Animal Health, and Joel Harris, CEO and co-founder of GenVax. Gents, maybe time for one more question. And feel free, whoever wants to jump in on this one first, please do so. Animal health, really such a critical driver of the ag bioscience economy, not just here in the Midwest, but all around the world. As we look to the future, we see new innovative partnerships like this one coming up. What do you see as next? What's next in terms of innovation? And perhaps even as we look at go-to-market in this segment of the economy, what do you see? How will this industry continue to evolve?
I'll go ahead and I'll jump in. I think we know that technology will continue to play a major role in preventing and treating animal diseases. So bacterial infections, fungal, viral challenges, nutritional health needs all have been at the core of animal health and people's access to protein and the relationship with animals for a very long time. I believe that people and animals will continue to travel at an unprecedented pace, right? And that is going to continue to increase from a speed standpoint. So having technology that allows us and enables us to respond to some of those challenges at the same speed is very important. And this is where we're really excited about this particular collaboration with GenVax.
Excellent. Joel, any thoughts?
Yeah, no, and I mean, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that, you know, there's technological advances, but then there's also the need for regulatory advances, you know, to make sure that we're bringing new technology to market as quickly as possible. And so you have that stakeholder. And I should also mention, you know, the other investors in this round with GenVax include Johnsonville Ventures, so the Johnsonville Brot brand, as well as the Iowa Corn Growers Association. And from my perspective, to see several stakeholders in the food supply chain from the feed ingredient, referencing Iowa corn or like the Soybean Association, to what United Animal Health is doing on those products to keep animals growing healthy, to what we're doing at GenVax for applying vaccines, all the way to the packer and processing. You know, these are all stakeholders that are now vested in what we're trying to do. And I don't think I've seen anything like that in a while, as far as all the stakeholders in the food supply chain taking action.
It is incredible. Absolutely incredible. We promised big news. Big news is being made. Dr. Scott Holmstrom, Senior Vice President, United Animal Health. Joel Harris, CEO, co-founder of GenVax, announcing that United Animal Health making a strategic investment into really incredible technology at GenVax. Gentlemen, congratulations to you both, and thanks for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Mitch.
All right, thank you.
And thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. You can get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can always access our entire library of archived episodes, and you can learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus Indiana team, I'm Mitch Frazier saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Mitch Frazier, panel episodes by Gary Dick, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all ag bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.